Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Evening again. Thank you all for turning on the radio tonight.
You're now listening to Info Express from me, Apollo.
And Helen.
This November has been a rally feast for movie fans. Having Doctor Strange, Billy Ling's long halftime work, and the exciting one, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Give December a look and it will surely grab your attention the very first second.Sully, the 2016 American biographical drama film, directed by Clint Eastwood, and starring Tom Hanks as Sullenberger, is going to be released in the United States by Warner Brothers on September 9, 2016, in both conventional and IMAX theaters. The film follows Sullenberger's January 2009 emergency landing of a passenger jet on the Hudson River,which all 155 passengers and crew survived it with only minor injuries and subsequent publicity and investigation.
And for those typical stands of Tom Hanks, this film definitely cannot be missed. Next thing for today, The Great War, an upcoming 2016 American-Chinese epic historical action-adventure monster fiction film directed by Zhang Yimou.Is scheduled to be released in China on December 16, 2016 by Live Vision Pictures and China Film Group Corporation, and in the United States on February 17, 2017 by Universal Pictures. What's interesting is the film would be completely in English, and it would be the first English language film directed by Zhang.
That's true, and in previous interview, director Zhang Yimou said,The company and I have been preparing for the Great War for a long time. It is an action blockbuster. The reason I took the Great War project is that there have been requests in the last 10 or 20 years. Now the production is big enough and really appealing. And very importantly, it has Chinese elements in it. In many ways, the Great War is the opposite of what is being suggested.For the first time, a film deeply rooted in Chinese culture, with one of the largest Chinese cast ever assembled, is being made at a tentpole scale for the world audience. I believe that is a trend that should be embraced by our industry.
Also, what has to be pointed out is that this film stars a large number of little fresh meat, including Lu Han, Chen Yichen, Carrie Wong, and Eddie Peng Yuyen.Honestly speaking, if putting the plot aside, I would just pay a ticket for the beautiful faces.
Oh, come on, don't be that shallow. Action Frame is an elegant and cool program, okay? You really should go to watch Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, see? That's our style!
You mean the dark fantasy film directed by Tim Burton is going to be released in China?
Certainly, on the 2nd of December.
Oh my god, finally! I've been waiting for such a long time! Tim Burton, think of it!
Calm down and tell our listeners what the story is about.
Oh yes, I'm just a little too excited. Anne Portman has told stories to his 16-year-old grandson Jake about his childhood battling monsters and spending part of World War II living at Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children by the coast of Wales.The home's residents and their headmistress, Miss Alma Peregrine, possesses paranormal abilities and are known as peculiars. After receiving a frantic phone call from his grandfather, Jake and his drugstore co-worker Shelley rushed to Alma's house. In the rooms nearby, Jake found his grandfather collapsed with his eye sockets empty, and he tells Jake to phone the bird, Lulu, on December 3, 1943, before dying.
Following the advice of his psychiatrist, Dr. Golan, and finding the letter from Miss Peregrine to Abby, Jack and his father Franklin travel to Wales. Jake explores the islands and finds out the children's home was destroyed during a Luftwaffe raid. As he explores the house, some of the peculiar children from Abby's stories greet him.
Okay, that's enough. We shouldn't be the spoiler, and let's keep some secret.
Well, and I think it's time for us to stop and save time for the others.
Storyboard coming on its way.
Having fun in today's program.
Goodbye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
She may be the face I can't forget, the trace of pleasure or regret. May be my treasure or the price I have to pay.
Wake up, surprise. It's time to start our storyboard. What happened to you? Are you falling in love with a girl? Say hello to our audience.
Oh, sorry, Jack. I really enjoy watching beautiful romantic films.
Boys meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl, boy loses girl. Boy wins girl back. That's how the story goes.
But Notting Hill has some magic that doesn't happen very often. If you bring the superstar to the French home, what kind of things it will be? The star may be Madonna or artist. How my friends will respond? Will they pretend to become? Will they go crazy? Or what will they talk about? If I fall in love with a star, what my life will be like?
Well, you can find answers in Notting Hill. In the film, every man's dream comes true for William Decker, a non-successful Notting Hill bookstore owner. When Anna Scott, the world's most beautiful woman and most beloved actress, enters his shop, William runs into her again, this time spilling orange juice over her, just like routine in standard love story.
Anna accepts his offer to change clothes in his nearby apartment, and she gives him a kiss. That's where the romance starts. Then they got to know each other, having dinner with friends, experience a lot of things. Eventually, the fairy tale comes true. The prince and princess live happily ever after.
What a sweet love story. It's so lucky to be with the one, no matter how different their statuses are. Just as a reviewer has pointed out, Notting Hill is based around a theme, love between people of unequal social standing. It reminds me of another film called Roman Holiday, about love between a princess and a journalist. But differently, it has an unhappy ending.
Actually, I found myself wondering how much Anna's personality reflected Julia Roberts on. She also has a number of unhappy relationships. Certainly, she will completely understand Anna's life, but every actor's experience is different. They won't be the same. Actors are normal people. They want true love too. As Anna said, the thing isn't really real, you know? And don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
I really admire William not only for his love story, but also for his friends. William was a totally unsuccessful divorced man running a small bookstore which has few customers, but he has a small group of dear friends who are on the most part as equally unsuccessful as him. The five closest friends all show something he lacks: happiness, conformity, a loving marriage, overcoming obstacles, a sister who takes bold risks for finding love, and a roommate who is considered the stupidest guy in the world that sees through pretense.
I remember the scenes when Anna came to William's friend's home for the first time. They talk about their own failure too hotly and freely. Even the superstar Anna said something about her sadness. This is typically ironic British humor of the film, reflecting the life of the middle class. When Anna came back to London, the friends encouraged William to get her back. This kind of love and friendship is surreal but nice.
What has moved me most is the love between William's best friend, Max, and his disabled wife, Bella. The love of this ordinary couple for each other provides a more realistic, down-to-earth counterpart to the fairy tale romance. Love is common, but extraordinary. Love can bring brightness to us. Love can change our lives.
Sweet, warm, loving. That's Notting Hill. That is the day storyboard. This is Surprise.
And this is Jake.
See you.
Thank you.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, dudes. I'm Notting Hill, a hill in London West End. I'm not bragging, but I'm a pretty famous tourist spot. Since I'm quite old, I have seen so many love stories occur. Today, I would like to share with you the most well-known one, between William Thacker and Anna Scott. It's surreal, but nice.
Clip 1.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I was gonna steal one, but now I've changed my mind. Oh, signed by the author, I see.
Yeah, couldn't stop me. If you can find an unsigned one, it was an absolute fortune.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
I'm here.
What's her name?
Rufus. What does it say?
That's my signature, and above it, it says, Dear Rufus, you belong in jail.
Good one. Do you want my phone number?
Tempting. But no. Thank you. I will take this one.
Oh, right. So, second thought, it may not be bad after all. Actually, it's a sort of classic, really. None of those Chinese kebab stories you find so many books these days. And, I tell you what, I've thrown in one of these for free, useful for, lighting fires, wrecking fish, that sort of thing.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Clip 2.
I'm gonna give the last Ronnie a surprise to the Senate Act here.
Oh no, Burn.
Yeah, alright. Well, obviously, it's me, isn't it? I mean, I work in a city in a job I don't understand, and everyone keeps getting promoted above me. I haven't had a girlfriend since puberty, and nobody fancies me. And if these chicks get any chappier, they never will.
Nonsense. I face you.
Really?
Yeah, but I did before you got so fat.
You see, and unless I'm much mistaken, your job still pays you rather a lot of money. Whilst Honey here earns £20 a week flocking her guts out in London's Woods Record Store.
Yes, and I haven't got hair. I've got feathers. And I've got funny googly eyes. And I'm attracted to a cool man. And actually, no one will marry me. Because my boozies have actually started shrinking.
You see, it's incredibly sad.
But on the other hand, the best friend is Anna Scott.
That's true, I can't deny it. She needs me. What can I say?
And most of Lane works well as I'm stuck in this thing day and night in a house full of ramps and to add insult to serious injury. I've totally given up smoking. My favorite things. And, well, the truth is we can have a baby.
Oh, Belly.
So there. Still, we're lucky in lots of ways, but surely this was a brownie.
Well, I don't know. Look at Raylan, very unsuccessful professionally.
That's true. Divorce, used to be handsome, now kind of sweaty around the edge, and absolutely certain never to hear from Anna again. Once just heard his nickname of school was...
No.
Floppy.
You did. I can't believe it, you did. Thanks very much. Thank you, Will. At least I got lost, Bronnie. I think so, yes.
Well, wait. What about me?
I'm sorry. You think you deserve the Bronnie?
Well, a shot at least, huh?
You have to prove it. It's a very, very good Bronnie. I'm gonna fight for it.
I've been on a diet every day since I was 19, which basically means I've been hungry for a decade. I've had a series of not nice boyfriends, one of whom hit me. And every time I get my heart broken, the newspaper splashed about it as though it's entertainment. And it's taken two rather painful operations to get me looking like this.
Really?
Really. And one day, not long from now, my looks will go. They will discover I can't act, and I will become some sad, middle-aged woman who looks a bit like someone who was famous for a while.
Clip 3.
Yes, Miss Scott. Are there any circumstances in which the two of you might be more than just good friends?
I hope there would be, but no, I'm assured there aren't.
But what would you say if...
Just one question, please.
No, it's all right. You were saying?
I was just wondering if it turns out that this person...
Parker. His name was Thacker.
Thanks. I just wondered whether if Mr. Thacker realized that he'd been a daft prick and got down on his knees and begged you to reconsider, whether you would, in fact, then reconsider?
Yes, I believe I would.
That's very good news. The readers of Horse and Hounds will be absolutely delighted.
Right, Dominic, if you would like to ask your question again?
Yeah, Anna, how long are you intending to stay here in Britain?
Indefinitely.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everybody, this is Action English today. Jake is here.
And this is Priscilla speaking. Jake, don't you remember the terrific carnival last weekend?
Of course, I remember. And I figured that nobody will forget the Double 11. It's absolutely a burst of online shopping.
Did you hang out with your girlfriend or boyfriend?
What about you? Any affairs on a singles day?
Let's stop hurting each other and...
And it's high time that we pick up the phrases and expressions in the movie Notting Hill.
It's also a movie about how a life folk pursues his goddess, right? Do you hear the sound of my broken heart?
Don't listen to heartbreaking. Let's listen to some original sounds.
Yeah, it might make it hard to strike a really romantic note.
This 句台词出现在男主角 Thacker 和他的逗比室友 Spike 的合租公寓中。Spike 准备出去赴约，让 Thacker 帮忙挑选衣服。此时 Spike 选择了一件风格迥异的 T 恤。Thacker 便无奈而婉转地回答道：“是的，不过用它来制造浪漫气氛困难了点。”
Strike a really romantic note 的意思就是表达一种浪漫的情感。除此之外，我们还可以用 strike a note of something 这个短语。
When Singles Day is coming, I always strike a note of hopefulness, because everything will be alright.
每当光棍节，我都会保持希望，因为一切都会好起来的。
还没有脱单的同学们，在光棍节来到了，也不要灰心啊，一切都会好起来的。
毕竟还有许多光棍和 FF 团员陪伴着大家。
那让我们来听下一段人声。
And every time I get my heart broken, the newspapers splash it about as though it's entertainment.
This 句台词是女主角 Anna 的一句诉苦。Zachary 邀请 Anna 到她妹妹家中做客。饭桌上大家开始互相诉苦为乐，这句台词便是 Anna 控诉媒体炒作自己痛苦这种行为时所说的。那些经历每一次都令我心碎，而报纸却会大肆张扬，拿来娱乐大众。
Anna 在表达大肆宣扬的时候用了短语 splash it about， 这个短语的本意是使它溅起，比如玩水就可以用 splash about 来表示。此处 Anna 将词义衍生为炒作传播，也就是兴风作浪的意思。我们来模拟一个对话。
Do you know that the top 20 customers can have 80% off in this electronic shop?
Shush, don't splash it about.
你知道前20个顾客可以在这个电子商铺享受二折优惠吗？
小声点，别告诉其他人。
每当双十一，各网店都会竞相采用降价促销的方式来吸引顾客。
尤其像这类秒杀类商品，经常脑子一热，虎躯一震，小手一滑，就下单了。
There are advertisements I splashed about, which puzzled you a lot.
别谈这种伤心的事情了，还是让我们进入下一段人生吧。
I think she probably deserves a little bit more consideration, rather than having jerks like you drooling over her.
Tucker 和 Anna 两人约会，来到餐厅吃晚饭。不料他们身后有一群人在谈论 Anna 的新片时，开始在背后戏谑 Anna。Tucker 感到十分气愤，上前说道：“我觉得你们该更尊重她一些，你们不该像看着她流口水那样的胡说八道。”
这段人生中值得注意的短语是 drool over， D R O O L drool。这一个单词大多数情况下都用作流口水这个意思，而 drool over 则表示痴迷的看，好像看都要流口水了。来听一个例句吧。
I always drool over some stuffs on great discount every time I meet them, for my wallet is almost empty.
每当我大折扣的东西时，我总会痴痴地望着他们，因为我钱包快空了。
双十一也就只能垂头丧气的 window shopping，
但也总比到外面垂头丧气的吃狗粮要强啊。
刚好接下来有一个短语表达垂头丧气。
I have, as you know, been somewhat down in the mouth.
这是 Thacker 在他与 Anna 一次分手之后向家人的一次反省，就像你们知道的，一直有些消沉。
Down in the mouth 原意是向着嘴里面，后来引申为消沉、垂头丧气的意思。
我们来造一个一语双关的句子。 A dentist at work always looks down in the mouth.
这个句子可以翻译为牙医在工作时会往病人的嘴里看，也可以译成这个在工作的牙医看起来很消沉。
A dentist at work always looks down in the mouth because he never gets a raise.
永远得不到加薪的确是件很痛苦的事情，这样表达或许就不会产生歧义了。
时间不多了，我们最后来复习一下今天的短语。
Drag a note of 表达某种情感， Splash about 溅起传播，
Drool over 痴痴的看， Down in the mouth 消沉垂头丧气。
This is today's Action English. This is Priscilla.
I'm Jake. The next stop is Close Up. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
The fame thing isn't really real, you know?And don't forget, I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Oh, hold on, Joyce. Please quickly get out of the plot. You must be too immersed in the film Notting Hill. Come and say hello to our audience.
Oh, here I am. And hello, my dearest friends. Welcome to Close Up. I'm your old friend Joyce.
And this is Echo. So, back to the topic. Today, we will talk about the leading actress of the film Notting Hill.Also the very tall and charming lady, Julia Roberts.
Julia was born in Georgia to Betty Lowe and Walter Grady Roberts, one-time actors and playwrights, and is of English, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, German, and Swedish descent.
Ha, no wonder she's so beautiful. And speaking of her dream of being actress, it's not from childhood though. As a child...Due to her love of animals, Julia originally wanted to be a veterinarian, but later studied journalism. When her brother, Eric Roberts, achieved some success in Hollywood, Julia decided to try acting.
That's true. Her first break came in 1988, when she appeared in two youth-oriented movies, Mystic Pizza and Satisfaction. The movies introduced her to a new audience.Who instantly fell in love with this pretty woman.
And Julia's biggest success was in the signature movie, Pretty Woman, for which Julia got an Oscar nomination and also won the People's Choice Award for Favorite Actress. even though Julia would spend the next few years either starring in serious movies or playing fantasy roles like Tinker Bell, the movie audiences would always love Julia best in romantic comedies.
With My Best Friend's Wedding, Julia gave the genre fresh life that had been lacking in Hollywood for some time. Off-screen, after a brief marriage, Julia has been romantically linked with several actors, and at last married cinematographer Daniel Mulder in 2002. Then the couple has three children together. It seems so sweet.
Joyce, however, I've heard some gossip about her marriage. Have you got any interest in listening?
Though I don't want to accept it, but just go on, please. I still want to know.
Is that, according to someone, Julia is rubbing out the spark with Owen Wilson and her marriage with Danny Mulder is in danger?
Oh, really? It's quite a shocking news.
However, there's no response from themselves yet, so we can't tell whether it is true.
Yes, what we need to do is to accept her next film wonder. Hope she can give us another surprise.
I agree with you. And that's all for today's close-up. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, nice to have you here listening to us chatting now. I'm your friend, Charlotte.
And Apollo.
And Rebecca, I'm single too.
Why do you just have to mention that? What a happy day today.
What a happy day for TikTok Talk too.
That sounds quite easy for you two single dogs. Are you really happy for today?
Please have some dignity. We're single aristocrats. I'm proud that I'm single anyway. And I don't feel embarrassed to see Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts in love at all.
Actually, being single can give people more space of imagination when they, you know, watch romantic movies. What's more, single people can be more objective when giving comments about them.
Maybe that's true, but why do I still feel she just say so to give you some comfort?
Haha, you have seen me through. What I was really thinking of is, have you heard of a song?
What song?
Single boy, why not be a gay? No more wait.
Stop! I got you. Not a funny joke, literally.
Seriously, I know there are more girls than boys in CUC, yet you're still single. Have you ever thought there might be some problems with you?
Our nation hasn't unified yet. How can you talk of personal affair? I mean it. And I think it's enough talking about me.
But we haven't said anything about your little fans.
Okay, that's the end of today's TikTok talk. Goodbye.
Wait. We're just kidding. Actually, today what we should discuss and gossip about is your views of love. Apollo, what do you think?
Lady first, please.
That's no big deal. Well, it's hard to find a word to precisely summarize my view. I may consider so-to-so communication first. After all, you may fancy someone because of their exterior, but if you fall in love with someone, there must be something in common in your soul.
So you're kind of platonic, right? Like 84 Charing Cross Road style?
You can say so, but not complete. It's a complicated thing.
I think I understand what you mean. It's your turn now, Apollo.
Well, now that you have taken a novel as example, I shall take movies too. I suppose you all have watched many romancing films like Holiday in Rome, The Bridge of Madison County, Titanic, and even in V for Vendetta, though it's far from a romantic movie. I may not like all of them, but in my mind, great love makes people stronger. It should be powerful and energetic. Like, hypothetically, if I am in a relationship with someone, I hope we can study together and spend our days in the library.
Yeah, keep pretending. I may really believe.
You see, Rebecca, that's why I hardly join TikTok Talk. Too hard to have serious conversations with these people. Just forget what I said. What's your opinion, Rebecca?
I find it hard to draw a conclusion. I think it's always a good thing to know somebody's loving you, even in a Brokeback Mountain way or 50 Shades of Grey way. Of course I would be most pleased if Tom Cruise walks into my bookstore and say, I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl asking her to love me. I would definitely love him. Embarrassing silence. What's the problem?
I was just imagining the scene you described, only I may change the person.
What scene? 50 Shades of Grey?
No, I'm out of my imagination. I was saying hello to Nicholas Hoult in Paris Street before you completely ruined it.
Well, I'm not surprised of your ability of letting your mind go that wild and far.
I don't believe you never dreamed of coming across a star like Anna Scott in Notting Hill.
Indeed, I have, but I refuse to tell you.
Your friends will be disappointed to hear you say so. We're losing our audience. Just tell us a name of your favorite star. We're curious, too.
All right, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's typical Apollo, after all.
Now you've known, let's continue maltreating single people.
You're driving our only audiences away. We're just going to recommend some romantic films that make you feel loved. Each of us will name one movie and give brief introduction.
I would choose one that impresses me most. It's an old black and white movie called Lady Hamilton, starred by Vivien Leigh and Laurence Olivier. It reveals the love affair of Lady Emma Hamilton, wife of a British ambassador, and General Nelson, one of the greatest leaders of British Navy. They were both married but still fell in love, overcoming many obstacles. I don't know if it's a coincidence, Vivien Leigh and Laurence Olivier were in exactly the same situation as the two people. Maybe that's also why they both gave the audiences such moving performances.
If Lady Hamilton is too grave and sad for such a happy holiday, then I strongly recommend Love Actually, one of the best holiday movies ever. It contains 10 little stories in which Hugh Grant played the role of British Prime Minister. Every one is short and common, but warm. And the 10 stories were eventually connected together. And in one of the stories, you will see a super classical scene of saying I love you. I can be still moved just to think about it.
So, it's my turn again. Now that you've mentioned Plato before, I would like to say a French movie in which the love of the hero is kind of platonic. But it talks of far more than platonic love. I personally prefer to say it tells a story of how a man gets love again after his childhood trauma. And the heroine is such a romantic, passionate, frank, and of course, incredibly beautiful woman. With this charm, no wonder the movie shares the same name with her. Wow, I just can't stop every time I speak of Sophie Marceau, can I?
I can see that, since you still haven't told us the name of the movie and the charming heroine.
Oh, my mistake. It's Fanfan. Quite a strange name to say, for it's French.
Thank you for your recommendation. Now, with so many movies mentioned today, single or not, I believe you will have a fulfilling day today.
Have a good time. Bye.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dearest audience. Welcome to the last segment of today's Action Frames Gramophone. This time, we're going to lose ourselves in the romantic story happened in Notting Hill, together with the fabulous original soundtrack from Notting Hill. It's a British film about a big Hollywood star, Anna, accidentally went to a small bookstore in Notting Hill to buy some books.
And she accidentally struck a spark of love with the shy bookstore boss, William, and they had a happy ending. Filled with the top star's representative, Notting Hill is such a great movie in combination of songs and emotions together. She by Elvis Costello, When You See Nothing At All by Rowena Keaton, You've Got Away by Shania Twain, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by Al Green, and New Sunshine by Bill Withers, No Matter What by Boyzone, I Do, and so on. This film is almost perfect in soundtrack. People who have seen the film may have forgotten the plot or the lines, but they can never forget the music and the songs performed in the movie. So let's get started to enjoy the first soundtrack, She. Elvis Costello created this song for the movie. Slightly hoarse voice makes the song sound more attractive and affectionate. Anna is a top Hollywood star, and this is a song about her. And it was used both in the beginning and the ending of the film. Clearly, the director wants us to know that if a huge star can see and receive the happiness in our ordinary life, why can't us do the same? Just like Anna said in the film, I am just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love me. It sounds like a fairy tale for adults, a perfect woman asking you to love her. Normally, it wouldn't happen in our lives. Things like that are probably just a joke we would talk about during dinner time. But in the movie, things could happen in every possible way. Anyone can be together as long as they are in love. In this last scene of the film, she pillowed his leg and he read a book in the bench. Maybe this film is just trying to make us believe in love again. Meaning of my life is she. She. She.
A lot of people seem not to have heard of this song, but to be honest, this song has amazing achievement in music industry. So far, there have been at least 144 cover versions. It has been translated into many languages, and the most famous cover was Michael Jackson. It's a song that is still being sung today. In the movie, this song appeared in a scene where Will went into a big quarrel with Anna, and he was wandering in the street walking while seasons change. Although he smiles at the people pass by, he must be grieving inside. With bleak lyrics and a sad melody, She Took Away the Song is the perfect description of Will's current life. He didn't care about what happened around, only immersed in his own grief. Isn't it the exact image of ourselves when our hearts are broken? The clock is ticking and we have to call it a night. So that's all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. Hope you all have a good time. Goodbye!
ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime.
Cast for today. Producer:
彭敬贤 Elva.
Anchor:
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo. Journalist:
廖安然 Charlotte.
许和芳 Echo.
苏林涵 Helen.
吕月萌 Joyce.
周佳怡 Priscilla.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王惊喜 Surprise.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。